When it comes to American history, arguably the most divisive topic is any issue that deals with racism, slavery, and the South. Georgia native Ray McBerry has heard criticism about the use of the Confederate battle cross symbol, but what he calls the truth, he says, is overlooked.
That's because of a misunderstanding or a lack of understanding about the true history of our symbol and our heritage.
That heritage, says McBerry, belongs to many, and it's not exclusive to whites.
We have black members. We also have Hispanic members. We have Jewish members.
McBerry says the Georgia chapter of the Sons of Confederate Veterans is not a group advocating racist views, but one that preserves its culture and heritage.
Most of the, or many of the black Southerners from Georgia would be, I think, maybe surprised and interested to find that many of them have Confederate ancestors as well.
McBerry says it's unfortunate and disturbing that the Confederate emblem was hijacked by racist groups such as the KKK. It's lunchtime, and I showed the specialty license plate design to Southerner Brenda Bynum.
History, yes, I associate it with the history of this part of the country, and I associate it also with ignorant yahoos who have hijacked it for their own purposes, and I resent that.
And for William Bedgood, just looking at the Confederate symbol was unsettling. He says it represents a dark and ugly time for the South.
And this new tag, which is interesting that the state is now offering, is just another throwback to the insults that people have to endure on a daily basis in the South, you know, and it's just, it's repulsive and it's inexcusable.
But Atlantan Dave Rucker has a different viewpoint.
Just because I don't agree with it doesn't mean I won't defend somebody's right to express themselves.
Ray McBerry with the Georgia Sons of Confederate Veterans says $10 of the sale of the license plate will go towards projects to preserving and restoring monuments in the state. Rose Scott, WABE News.